There's lots of bird activity, there's lots of dolphin activity, there's shark activity. Bark of the Sardine is still sitting deep off East London.
I wonder if I start getting excited. Only in about 2 weeks' time.
They look for the cold water because there's more food, there's more oxygen in it.
Yeah.
Cold water attracts plankton.
Yeah.
The sardine feeds on plankton.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey guys, so on this week's podcast, we are talking about sardines. Now, we are back with Mr. Jay Scavender. 2 weeks ago, we spoke to him about landing 300-kilo sharks. Now, we're landing 3-gram fish. Jay, it's good to have you back with us, my friend.
3 grams, a million of them. So we look at 3 million grams.
3 million grams. Oh, you know, we get it there. So you catch them all, right? And we've followed you on the sardine run last year. It was a phenomenal event. The reason why I got you on the show is because you've called it, nailed it on the head. You told me, Vinesh, we're getting fish today, and we got fish today. There were days where we were feeling disappointed. We thought there was going to be no fish, and there comes Jace bringing in bags of them. So you've been obviously following the sardines for a while. You've been following the season's trend for a while. We know there's a lot of false news out there. You just came back from a trip where you can give us the proper information and not to believe, you know, the last year's reports and last year's footage that's out. So what can you tell us, Chase? Let's start off with what you know so far.
Yeah, let me start off by saying, yes, there is a lot of false news out there. A lot of people post previous year's videos, but it's also people putting information out there from what they see. And there's absolutely nothing wrong. And we appreciate all the information that's given to us or put out on social media, as long as it's current material.
Yeah.
What's happening today, what's happening yesterday is fine, but not things from a year back.
Yes.
And it's nice that everyone goes out there, takes a picture, makes a video, sends a voice note of what they see, birds diving, dolphin activity. All that information is valuable information. It may not be 100% correct in terms of there'll be sardine in that vicinity because the birds, and they need to eat. So they'll feed on anything. They'll feed on red-eye mackerel,
Yeah. Crab
mackerel. Even your sand soldiers, any fish that it's shallow enough for them to catch, they'll dive on it. Same with the dolphins. So you're seeing activity does not mean there's sardine, right? So what I've seen in the last couple of days, especially in the Transkei, there's lots of bird activity, there's lots of dolphin activity, there's shark activity. There has been a few pockets of sardine, small pockets mixed up with red eye and mackerel that has come into the Transkei.
Okay.
Probably some of them are already in KZN, but they are not the main shows.
Right.
The majority of the fish in the Transkei now is your red eye mackerel and scat mackerel. The bulk of the sardine is still sitting deep off East London. Right. And that fish will start making its way into Eastern Cape. And I say Eastern Cape, I'm talking about from the Transkei and then to KZN. We need a couple of cold fronts. We need the temperatures to drop. All that will assist bring the sardine closer.
Okay, so let's just pause for a second and talk about all that footage we saw going viral last week out of Coffee Bay. Was that sardines or was that other bait fish?
So it was a mixture of sardines and bait fish, but more bait than sardine.
Okay, so it wasn't anything to do with the main shoal, but
it's part of the sardine run. Birds moving, the dolphins, the bait fish coming through. That's normal for every year.
Okay.
And that's some of the telltale signs of the sardine. The biggest shoals of sardine are just behind. There are sardine in those bait fish shoals, and these are confirmed from divers and scuba divers that have been swimming into these shoals to see what was in.
Okay, so now let's talk about how's this year's shoals looking down on the Eastern Cape. Are they looking like positive signs of a good sardine run? Because we do always see them down on the Eastern Cape. But we don't know how big the shoal is really coming through. Sometimes we'll see the shoals come through, but they don't even come anywhere close enough to beach. However, last year, I mean, was phenomenal. Are we looking like last year?
So, unfortunately, none of us can say for certainty whether we're going to have a good season or a bad season. For now, we know that the fish are migrating north. And that's the only good sign that we have.
Yeah.
Like I said, water temperature, cold fronts, currents, even rain affects your sardine.
Okay, so talking on those, what sort of water temperature would we need for the sardines to come?
19, 20, fantastic conditions. they don't mind the 21 degrees as well.
Yeah.
But the colder the water, the closer they come, and you'll see large shoals coming close in shore with the colder water, which is very, very nice. They look for the cold water because there's more food, there's more oxygen in it.
Yeah.
Cold water attracts plankton.
Yeah.
The sardine feeds on plankton.
Okay. Are there certain winds we need to be hoping for?
And so everyone has a theory. The easterly being sardine, the westerly being sardine. I've seen sardine being netted on the east, the west, the south. It doesn't really matter. Like I said, you can go red in the face trying to figure out all these theories. The only thing that's certain is when you physically see those shoals.
Yes.
Then you're 100% sure that the sardines are there. So for now, absorb all the information and do not fill up your tanks. Get your tackle ready. When the sardine does arrive on KZN and that's Port Edward, you would know the netters will start moving. The sardine migrates north, the netters migrate south. When those guys start moving to Port Edward and you see boat activity in Port Edward, then you must know the sardines are close into KZN. Then you start packing your bags, get your nets, get your buckets, get your family together.
Yeah.
Start booking your accommodation down there and move that way. For now, everything is what it is, nothing open.
All right. Are we still in the very early days?
Yes, we are. Generally, around the middle of June, end of June, we start seeing those big shoals of waterfall bluff making their way into Port Edward. But for now, I've been up there. We're probably going to fly the next 2 weeks to confirm what's out there.
Mm.
And for now, I cannot for certainty say that there's big shoals of sardine in the Transkei. There's lots of bait fish, there's lots of big shoals out.
Yeah.
But 95% of it is your red-eye mackerel and scamper.
Okay, so when do I start getting excited? Only in about 2 weeks' time? Are we still waiting for weather? We don't know what the weather's going to be.
Okay, talking about excitement, I'm already excited. I get excited at the end of the next season, waiting for the new season. So I'm already excited.
Yeah.
My predictions, 2 to 3 weeks, we should see the big shoals.
Yeah. But where will we see the big shoals? Down here in KZN waters or still up in Transkei?
Probably at Port Edward.
Okay.
Yeah, you still see them coming through. But we start tracking the sardines all the way from Palmy, Coffee Bay. They generally come and sit around the Coffee Bay area, wait for a cold front. Then they move into the Port St. John's area, sit there, wait for a cold front, moves them. The waterfall bluff is one of the areas that they seem to congregate and stay there for a while. And you need those big wests, big swells, or creating strong ocean currents. And overnight, they're in our waters. So we can only net from Port Edward going north.
Right.
So we have to wait at Port Edward. So when you see those boats and a net is up there at Port Edward at the lighthouse,
yeah,
and now there's fish coming. That is your best sign for knowing when the sardine's going to be around.
Okay, so I've chased the sardines with you last year. You one of the first guys to know about it. Are we willing to share how you figure it out?
Yes, so it's simple. Like I said in the beginning of this interview, everyone puts out information. Every bit of information is good information. We don't slam someone for putting information that they thought they saw sardine. Well and good. Put it out there.
Yeah.
We take it, we absorb it, we digress it, and we make sense of it, whether it's true or not, as long as it's current information. And the community out there has been fantastic, especially the fishing community, the tourism communities.
Yeah.
They all phone us, give us the information, and we appreciate it. And that's why when we net sardine, we give back to those guys.
Absolutely.
Anglers come up and they phone me, Jace, we found a pocket of sardine. Get down there, sardine, we net. Guys, bring your cooler boxes. Come fill your cooler boxes up.
100%, I see
and,
that. Yeah.
And it works two ways. You give me information, I don't mind giving you sardine. You come put your hand on the net and try and help, I don't mind giving you some sardine.
Yeah.
Because that's the fun. Everyone wants to get involved. The problem is those guys that stand at the band, wait for the net, don't phone you, but they want.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's there for all of us, Dean.
No, of course. When I experienced the run with you last year, it's obviously can be a very dangerous thing just going and diving in the net. I mean, there was a huge shark in the one last year and people are trying to get sardines, not realizing we had that big what was it, a Bronzy or a Zambia or something. But
there was a gray shark, there was spinner sharks.
Yeah.
But the sharks, sharks are one. The most dangerous thing about the sardine run is that net is a couple of tons.
Yes.
The way it pushes it around like it's a toy. That net goes over you. Believe me, you're either getting seriously injured or you're going to die.
Yeah.
There's no ways that we're going to be able to move that net off you on the drone. There's vehicles there. Then there's cables under very high tension.
Yes.
3-ton, 4-ton tension on the cable. And those cables can break. Equipment can fail. The rope can break. Mm. A shuttle can disappear. But people want to jump over the cables. People want to run around the nets. People figure that they have kids.
Yes.
They become kids.
Mm.
And that's the problem. Guys,
the danger, yeah.
Wait for the netters to pull their fish onto safely onto the beach. Let them get their crews and start to float. Those that were involved that assisted in pulling the rope, those who gave information, there's no netter that's going to refuse you.
No, of course not.
I'll just say. But if you go near the net, the guys are going to scream and shout at you. It's for your own safety.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, on our previous ones, we spoke about the costs involved, the time involved, what determines the price of sardines, which we'll get into in other podcasts. This one was purely based on what we can expect for this year's run and how far we are and what news to, well, take seriously. So we'll be chatting with you a lot more, probably in about 2 weeks' time, you say. 2 to 3 weeks' time, we'll start getting excited.
Yeah, cool. I honestly pray and hope that we have a good season. Everyone's looking forward to a good season. The netters put in a lot of money and into millions just to get started.
Yes.
So it's a lot of money invested into your sardine drone. But yeah, guys, come to the sardine drone, your safety first. We love for all the guys to come down, be part of the action, but be part of the action safely and responsible.
100%. Well, Jace, it's been a pleasure as always. We will chat with you very soon. We will be chasing the sardine run with you. So guys, on East Coast Radio, on the podcast, on Angler News, of course, on the social media pages, follow Jace, follow Angler News. We will be keeping you involved with what's been going on in the sardine run. And as soon as Jace knows, we'll know.
Yeah, perfect. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish everyone, and not just the general public, the anglers, the netters, the best wishes for the sardine run. And hope that all of you come out of it safely, because we know the sardine run is dangerous. We have lost people. We have people got injured in the sardine run. To the anglers, I hope you catch your PBs and catch the fish that you are targeting. To the general public, I hope you come down there and have fun and enjoy yourself on the beach. Get a couple of sardines. The kids enjoy it. That's what it's about. And let's make it a safe and funful sardine season.
Fantastic. Great way to end it, Jace. An absolute pleasure, my friend. Guys, until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.